Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the chair of the Donegal JPC wants the incoming Garda Commissioner to meet with a committee to discuss Garda resources in the county. It's after two Gardaí were injured after their unmarked patrol car was rammed in the early hours of yesterday morning. The CEO, Van Post, is insisting their remaining offices are set to benefit from increased services and better investment. And it's been revealed that driving test waiting times in Donegal are down, yet are still above the national average. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, Gardaí are renewing their appeals for help in locating a black Volkswagen Passat bearing the partial registration 02MH. It's believed to have been involved in the ramming of an unmarked Garda patrol car in Carrigart in the early hours of yesterday morning. Two Gardaí were injured but did not require hospital treatment. Donegal GRA representative Brendan O'Connor says the area is one of the most under-resourced in Donegal and action must be taken to address those serious shortcomings.
Milford has been very badly affected. We've had serious drops in numbers, and as I say, Carrigart is the epitome. And if someone wants to do a textbook or analysis of what has happened, take Carrigart as an example. It just shows all the problems and all the suggestions by senior managers and government officials that our Garda economy has been rebuilt and invested in. Go and do a case study in Carrigart, and the numbers, the resources, the availability of vehicles, it's absolutely chronic what's happening, and nothing has been done to address the situation.
Meanwhile, the chairperson of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, wants the incoming Garda Commissioner to meet with the committee to discuss Garda resources in the county. Councillor McMonagall has also been in contact with the Garda Representative Association and says he will invite them to address the JPC in the near future. Following the ramming incident in Carrigart, he says this could have ended like the incidents in which Gardaí Gary McLaughlin and Robbie McCallion lost their lives.
Both of those guys were out doing their duties as Gardaí and come across criminal activity, and both of them lost their lives. And we're all very thankful that this wasn't the case in Carrigart, but it could easily have been. You know, it asks us all to see what we can do to help the Gardaí in apprehending the people responsible, but also to ensure that they get the proper resources as regards vehicles and personnel into the county to help them fight crime.
And you believe this is going to be on the agenda for the next JPC meeting?
Yeah, it will be. I spoke to the Garda Representative Association, and I'm going to invite them to come along and to make a presentation to the JPC. I say this from experience, that we tend to get from the management of Gardaí a sanitised version of events or how bad things are here in the county as regards personnel and resources for the Gardaí. My aim is to seek a meeting with the new commissioner and to have a delegation go from the JPC to reinforce what the Garda Representative Association has been saying for a long time now, that we have not got the adequate resources in County Donegal to protect the local communities and indeed the Gardaí themselves.
The CEO of Van Post is insisting their remaining offices are set to benefit from increased services and better investment. As part of the plan, business will be moved to neighbouring post offices, but the decision means many people will now face longer journeys to their nearest location. Van Post CEO David McRedmond claims this is a transformation from which everyone will benefit, even those in areas where post offices are set to close. He says what's needed now is for the government to use the post office more.
We need more government services. We sell things like TV licences, Passport Express, you know, something like Passport Express, a hugely popular service, but we don't have driver licences or we don't have car tax. There's a harp above the door for a reason. These were set up originally to provide government services. And so there is a frustration that more government services aren't going through them. And this isn't about this government. It goes back many years. There's the EU procurement rules and things about that, that services have to be put out to tender. But logically, the services should go through the post offices. There's 950 post offices. I mean, the coverage in Ireland is huge. We've guaranteed every community of over 500 will have a post office. I don't know of a guarantee like that anywhere in Europe. So the spread of post offices is great, so to get the services through them is really essential.
Meanwhile, people in Burtonport are being urged to attend a public meeting next week to discuss the future of postal services in the area. The meeting will take place on Monday, September the 3rd in the Burtonport Community Centre at 7 o'clock. Local councillor Enda Bonner says a show of support from local people is vital in the pursuit of retaining services for the area.
There has been one post office, as everyone knows, in Cliffany, been reopened, and I understand that a second post office has been bought for up in Sligo, where there was a huge meeting. So it's up to the public to show their interest in having their local post office, not alone to keep the numbers up in it, but to show that there's a need in the area.
Sean Gallagher has refused to expand on why he's taking on Michael D. Higgins for a second time. The businessman entered the race for the Arras this morning when he confirmed he's seeking the nomination of local councils. Mr. Gallagher came second to Michael D. Higgins in 2011, but he wouldn't explain why he wants to take him on again.
We'll catch lots of time for all those questions when the campaign hits off officially. For now, let's focus on the good councillors whose role it is to nominate candidates into the race.
There are fears another major project in Northern Ireland will be shelved due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont. Westron MLA Daniel McCrossan says he has met with the Permanent Secretary of the Department of Education, who confirmed the Struil campus in Omagh needs ministerial sign-off, without which may mean the £140 million project will not proceed. Mr. McCrossan says the political deadlock at Stormont cannot be allowed to continue impacting the lives of people in the north.
There's great concern by a number of schools in Omagh about the Struil campus. There's been a recent delay, as was well documented, by that there'd be another few years before the campus even begins. That drew me to ask questions about what is the delay here. The Permanent Secretary finally, after a number of questions that I posed to him in letters and correspondence officially, has confirmed to me in person this week that he has not got the authority or the power to sign off on the Struil campus in the absence of a minister. That is hugely worrying, and what that means is, for anyone listening out there, very simply, it means that the Struil campus will sit in limbo, like the A5, like our schools, like our health service, like everything else that is going to the wall at the minute, will sit in limbo until such times as a minister is back at Stormont.
And as you say, the Struil campus is a huge investment for Omagh and indeed the whole of West Tyrone.
It's the biggest schools project across the UK and in Ireland. It'll be a huge benefit to our young people, our children, to our teachers and educators across the various schools that are impacted, because they'll get new facilities. But my concerns have been confirmed, my fears have been confirmed, that again, like all those other projects that I've named, this project will sit on the sidelines until such times as there's a government and an assembly back at Stormont. This is now affecting ordinary people's lives. This is affecting our children, it's affecting our schools, it's affecting the society we live in, and it cannot go on any longer. Our people deserve so much better.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says he's prepared to offer the UK a very close relationship after it quits the European Union. Michel Barnier says he won't allow any Brexit deal which would weaken the EU's single market. Mr. Barnier says he also respects Britain's red lines, but says there has to be give and take.
In return, they have to respect our side, which they know very well, because we have an internal market. A unique market, which they created alongside us. Single market means single market.
It's been revealed that driving test waiting times in Donegal are down, yet are still above the national average of 10 weeks or less. Figures from the RSA also show that an analysis of driving test figures for 1 week in August showed that the pass rate in Donegal Town was double that in Letterkenny. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The most successful centre for the week ending August the 18th was Donegal Town, with 42 tests offered and a pass rate of 78%. Buncrana saw 31 tests offered and a pass rate of 48%. In Letterkenny, there were 623 tests offered with a pass rate of just 39%. The RSA figures received by Senator Victor Boyhin show that there are two testers permanently based in Letterkenny, but none in Buncrana or Donegal Town. Test waiting times in the county are down, with a waiting time of 12.6 weeks in Buncrana and 15 weeks in both Letterkenny and Donegal Town.
Meanwhile, the RSA says new legislation which aims to tackle unaccompanied drivers is contributing to the huge numbers of people waiting to take their driving test. 83,000 people nationwide are on the list, with some people waiting up to 6 months. The RSA says it's hiring new testers to tackle the backlog, with 10 people starting next week. Head of the Road Safety Authority, Moya Murdoch, says some people are only applying for their test to renew their learner permit.
The legislation is to ensure that people who drive unaccompanied are prosecuted appropriately. We always try and encourage people to come forward for their driving test, but there is a culture in this country of people not showing up for a driving test. They merely apply for a test to renew the learner permit.
There are calls for TransLink to carry out feasibility studies for a regular rail link between Derry and Dublin. Coinciding with the Pope's visit to Ireland, a direct train departed Derry on Sunday morning, taking 3 hours and 55 minutes to arrive in Dublin. Foyle MP Alicia McCallion believes with further improvements to the rail network, a direct service to Dublin is possible, along with an express service to Belfast. She believes it would be economically viable for the whole northwest region and says that the Irish government needs to be involved in the process.
I think everyone agrees that there's a necessity for this, but what we need to see now are the both governments, north and south, working towards real viable options that can see this not just for one-off visits, such as we had on Sunday, but see this as a regular, ongoing, daily commute between Derry and Dublin. There's no doubt it is a mighty task. The reality is we don't have an all-Ireland rail network. That's what we need, but we need to begin the process now of feasibility studies and, as I say, continued discussions to see these become reality.
It was just a smidgen under 4 hours at the weekend. Do you believe that can actually, with a little investment and with a little planning, that can be reduced even further?
Well, of course. I actually spoke with Chris Conway, who's the head of TransLink here in the north, and there will be necessity and need for additional resource and infrastructure in and around Belfast for the route that was used on Sunday. I want to look beyond what happened on Sunday and indeed begin to have serious conversations with the Irish government as well in relation to their commitment. The city region here in the northwest, which obviously identifies Derry and the Donegal area as a northwest region, has been mentioned and prioritised in the Irish government's Project 2040. So what we need to see now is some commitment from the Irish government as well in relation to the need for infrastructure in the northwest.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with boxing news, and Donegal middleweight Jason Quigley feels he's on the verge of getting a shot at a world title. The 27-year-old had hoped to face Reato Morata in Vegas for the WBA belt, but the bout has fallen through during negotiations. Morata will instead face mandatory challenger Rob Brant. Quigley, who has won all 14 of his fights as a professional, feels he's well placed to contend for multiple titles in his weight division.
I'm in the ideal position where I'm at right now at this stage and this time of my career. I'm steadily climbing that ladder. I'm in great positions with the WBC and the WBA. And now is a matter of time just getting those three or four more fights now under my belt, gaining that good experience and then challenging and what, because I've had that year out with injury and everything like that. I've had one fight back. And I'm looking to get another two or three more fights back before I challenge for that world title.
Jason Quigley. On to soccer, and the Ulster Senior League season starts tonight with League Cup fixtures. There has been a change to the schedule. The match between Letterkenny Rovers and Finn Harps in Group A has been called off. So there's two games tonight. The other match in Group A at 7 is Cockhill Celtic against Derry City Reserves, while in Group B at 6:45 is Swilly Rovers against Bunnygee United. West Ham manager Manuel Pellegrini says Declan Rice must decide if he feels more Irish or English. Pellegrini says the decision whether to continue playing for Ireland or switch allegiance to England is a big problem for the 19-year-old. Ex-Ireland boss Brian Kerr thinks something dramatic must have happened for Rice to question his international future.
I hope it wasn't something that happened when he was in with the team. I hope that there wasn't some incident. I mean, Martin recently confirmed that there were altercations between players and one of the staff, Roy Keane. I hope there wasn't any incident or remarks made to Declan Rice that affected his view of the Irish setup and the Irish camp, because he did seem so happy within the environment.
Three more Premier League sides face Championship opposition in the second round of the EFL Cup tonight. Seamus Coleman and his Everton teammates will play host to Rotherham. Newcastle go to Nottingham Forest, and Watford make the trip to Reading tonight. So the game sees Millwall face Plymouth. Lyon have confirmed their interest in Celtic striker Moussa Dembele. Dembele missed training earlier today ahead of tomorrow's Europa League playoff second leg with Sudova. The Lyon president says they have made an approach with Dembele interested in a move. Marseille have also registered interest in the player. After last week's defeat in the Cup, Finn Harps will refocus to chasing down promotion in the remaining games of the First Division. With three key fixtures left, Galway United will be the latest visitors to Finn Park on Friday. Another 3 points will have the Ballybuffet boys on the verge of securing a playoff place. Gareth Harkin says they are treating the remaining games like cup ties.
Like every game comes now, it's going to be getting bigger and bigger if we can keep our run going. Like, it's three league games, so pretty much three cup finals. So this is the first one, and they're on a bad run, but at the end of the day, we're on a good run too. So we need to look at ourselves. If we can do what we can, hopefully that'll be enough. But we have to look forward to these games too, and I think all of us are. That's something we need to enjoy at the moment, because we are going well. And yeah, if we can get another big result Friday night, it'll be a big lift towards the end of the year.
And there's more from Gareth Harkin in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. To Gaelic Games, Kevin McStay is staying in charge of the Roscommon senior football team. With speculation that McStay could be interested in the vacancy in his native Mayo, County Board PRO Hugh Lynn says Kevin is our manager and will remain as our manager. The All-Ireland Championship comes to a close this Sunday when Tyrone meet Dublin in the big football decider. Jim Gavin's Dublin side are, of course, budding for a record equaling 4 in a row. While it's Tyrone's first appearance in the final in 10 years, Dublin have aged them out in their recent ties, but Dromore's Niall Sludden says they have to learn from them if they are to compete this weekend.
You know, each game that you go out, you're learning something. So, no, certainly we've learnt a lot. And again, there's moments in the game where I suppose we felt that we played well and suppose pushed up them a wee bit and caused them a bit of bother, and then there was other moments in the game that we didn't do as well. So it's kind of just trying to bring them things together and getting a complete performance, because we're going to need it. This is what you play football for, and again, moments like this, and you know, we've been close there in the past, you know, to getting this stage. So it's great to be there, but you know, we just don't want to be there. Maybe the people around the country are thinking we're there. We want to be winning, and any game that we go out, we want to win.
And ahead of that All-Ireland football final this Sunday between Tyrone and Dublin, Highlands GAA programme this evening will come live from the St Davog's GAA Club in Ahiarn. The club is home to Tyrone's Ronan McNamee and Ronan McHugh. Tom Comack will be getting the feel in the O'Neill County ahead of their sixth All-Ireland appearance and their chances of lifting Sam for a fourth time. The GAA programme tonight, the All-Ireland special for an hour live from Ahiarn as from 8:30. And if you're in and around the vicinity of Ahiarn and the GAA Club tonight, why not call down and join us for that programme. In Gaelic Games here in Donegal, there's club action tonight in minor level with divisional semi-finals. St Eunan's play Gweedore. Neave Padraig Muff take on Neave Columba. They are the Division 1 semi-finals. And in the Division 2 semi-finals is Kilcare against Glen Swilly, and Fanagh Gaels are playing Letterkenny Gaels. Those matches all throw in at 6:30 tonight. Finally, on to cricket. Ireland in their second test in Belfast are taking on Afghanistan, and the visitors notched up 182 for the loss of 9 in their innings earlier today. Ireland are currently replying with 82 for the loss of 2 as they look to tie up the series. Now that's it, Michaela. We'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. The number of homeless people in Ireland is up according to latest figures from the Department of Housing. In July, 9,891 people accessed emergency accommodation, 19 more than in June. The figure includes 6,024 adults and 3,867 children. Sinn Féin says it is considering passing a motion of no confidence in the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy, for failing to address the crisis. But Minister Murphy says it's not the first time Sinn Féin has threatened this, and says that the party is just looking for attention.
We always said it would be a 5 to 6 year plan. When we look at the number of new homes being built, it tells us that progress has been made. Of course, the numbers of people in emergency accommodation is unacceptable, but the solution for them is new homes. And until those new homes are there, we'll put in place every care and support that we can. Now, Sinn Féin have floated the idea of a no-confidence motion to me on a number of occasions. They do it to get attention for themselves and to get headlines.
It's been confirmed that one of the Skoda cars used by Pope Francis during his two-day visit to Ireland has been donated to Foyle Search and Rescue. During the Pontiff's visit, two Skoda Rapid cars were used by the Holy Father, with one of the cars donated by Archbishop Dermot Martin to Crosscare and the second following a recommendation of Archbishop Eamon Martin offered to the Derry-based volunteer charity. Pat Carlin is Education and Media Officer with Foyle Search and Rescue.
Late on Tuesday evening, our chairman received a telephone call informing him that the charity had been donated the vehicle. We had no prior knowledge and no information about it happening at all. We haven't taken possession of the vehicle yet. It'll probably be about 2 weeks. And it'll be part of the committee to decide what role it will be used for within the charity. But that's the information that we have at the moment.
Concerns are being raised about overcrowding and safety in the classroom. It comes as thousands of students are starting or returning to school this week. School principals, members of teaching unions and politicians are addressing an Oireachtas committee today. John Irwin from the Association of Community and Comprehensive Schools says there is a huge demand for a place in many schools.
ACCS acknowledges the challenges faced by the Department of Education schools in meeting the growing demand for school places at post-primary level. With approximately an additional 4,500 post-primary places needed for this year alone, and student numbers potentially growing to an additional estimated 50,000 post-primary places by 2025, the scale of the challenge ahead is evident.
For weather now, dry apart from the odd shower this evening with hazy sunshine. Cool and dry tonight with long clear spells and lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí are renewing their appeals for help in locating a black Volkswagen Passat bearing the partial registration 02MH. It's believed to have been involved in the ramming of an unmarked Garda patrol car in Carrigart in the early hours of yesterday morning. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the Donegal JPC, Councillor Jeremy McMullen, wants the incoming Garda Commissioner to meet with the committee to discuss Garda resources in the county. It's been revealed that driving test waiting times in Donegal are down yet are still above the national average of 10 weeks or less. Figures from the RSA also show that an analysis of driving test figures from 1 week in August showed that the pass rate in Donegal town was double that in Letterkenny. There are fears another major project in Northern Ireland will be shelved due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont. Westrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says he has met with the Permanent Secretary of the Department of Education, who confirmed the Struil campus in Oma needs ministerial sign-off, without which may mean the £140 million project will not proceed. And the CEO of Ampost is insisting their remaining offices are set to benefit from increased services and better investment. As part of the plan, business will be moved to neighbouring post offices, but the decision means many people will now face longer journeys to their nearest location. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 29th of August. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Kathleen Curran, Naoe O'Donnell, Glasgow, and formerly of Castleshanna, Letterkenny. Removal from Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, on Thursday evening at 6:45, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Charlie Rorty, Dunluey. His remains are reposing at his nephew Manus McHugh's residence in Dunluey. Removal on Friday morning to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey, for Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu of desired to Donegal Cancer Flights, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty Funeral Directors. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. with house private pleas after the rosary until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Marianne McBrearty, Castlereagh, Brookless. Her remains will repose at her home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 p.m. removal on Friday morning at 10:30 to the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell, Brookless, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, Killybegs Community Hospital or Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or John B. O'Donnell, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Gerard Kearney, 74 Townsend Street, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.